Hello, and welcome to the Amber Stitt Show. I am your host, Amber Stitt, and I am obsessed with helping people get their financial and personal lives in order. Every week, my guests and I explore the fundamentals and practices that will help you stay on top of your game in business, but also at home. I believe we all have different pathways we have to take to reach our peak performance so that we can live up to our peak potential. And this podcast is dedicated to helping you get there. I'm excited to share the insights and habits that my guests and I have cultivated throughout our lives so that we can help you on your journey towards a happy, successful, and fulfilling life. Let's jump right into today's show. Hello and welcome to the Amber Stitt Show. I am your host, Amber Stitt, and today I welcome back my friend and colleague, Kelly, back to the show. Welcome, Kelly. Thanks for coming back.
Hey, Amber. Great to be back.
So today I want to customize this episode to talk to our colleagues in the industry, because within our first episode, we did a deep dive into long-term care planning, but we also have friends in the industry that want to do more for their clients. And so I know you do a ton with different organizations, and I'm not going to steal your thunder, but let's have you go back and talk a little bit about yourself and your practice, but tell our audience how you can potentially help them not only with education, but doing more for their clients.
Yeah, thanks, Amber. Well, to start, Kelly Augsperger, I am a certified senior advisor and long-term care insurance specialist. I have a podcast, Steadfast Care Planning, which launched November 1st, and I'll be having industry professional conversations about planning for extended care and even talking about challenges that older adults often face. So that's a place that people can find me to learn more about planning for extended care. But aside from my business and helping clients plan for extended care and coming up with insurance solutions, I am also an instructor for the Certification for Long-Term Care, CLTC. Mm-hmm. And what we do is we teach financial planners how to engage in effective LTC planning conversations. So this is really going to help advisors feel confident and competent enough to be able to open up client conversations about extended care planning. But oftentimes, this is for those who don't want to be a long-term care insurance specialist, but they know that the conversation's really important and they need to have it, but they're just not sure how to engage. So I teach classes on this, helping planners to really talk with their clients about that. We do have actually a new class that came out recently. It's called Foundations, and it's a four-hour class, and it is going to equip advisors even more so in the conversation. What are, you know, important points to consider? What are questions to ask? How do you really effectively engage with your clients when bringing this topic up? Because let's face it, it's a very emotional topic and can feel uncomfortable.
Sure.
Right? Like if you, the financial professional, they're used to you coming to you for numbers and figures and plans, and then all of a sudden you're starting to talk to them about planning for extended care, which is very sensitive and personal, it can feel awkward. So we're trying to help planners come to the table more confident and comfortable to have these conversations.
And I think that's the point of that title, Foundations. That's really a great time frame, a 4-hour where you can, there's a certification that comes with that, right?
So you don't get a designation. You basically get like a certificate, like you completed the class, but it's not an official designation. If you want the full CLTC, you do have to take the 16-hour masterclass.
Okay.
But basically, I think one, it's a litigation buffer, and two, it is providing you that courage, that competence, that confidence to be able to, you know, to have those conversations. But basically it's, you know, you've completed this class. So, you know, in the efforts to have these conversations with your clients.
But as an advisor, you could link that up on your LinkedIn profile. I mean, that could be part of showcasing your resume that you do have that education behind your belt.
Right.
And so, you know, that might be one way to start the conversation with your clients, but then work with somebody like yourself, Kelly, to bring in the knowledge and really have that shared client capacity where you don't necessarily have to be an expert in this product. You know your clients need it, but they could use your team
to
bring that product solution, whatever they want to choose. You have the education behind you to be able to help find and customize the right product for the client.
That's right. Because let's face it, the industry, the LTC industry, insurance industry is complex. The products work, it's constantly evolving and underwriting changes and more products come to market. And so it is important for financial planners to, if you're not equipped in this, to work with someone that knows it so that you're really able to find the right solution for your client. And you're not just, you know, that you don't have like a cookie cutter solution. You really have the right solution for your client. And so, yes, oftentimes we see students, financial planners that are joining this foundations class or other CLTC classes, and they're saying, you know, I don't want to be the specialist, but hey, can I work with you? And can we team up and partner together? Yeah, absolutely. Like that, you know, that's what I do. I help financial planners in that capacity.
Well, and then you also have your independence so that you can find, and by teaching the course, you guys are up to date constantly. Right. And then you're also diving deep into all the products that are available. So that's just another added benefit for people.
And now for a brief message from our show's sponsor.
As the premier long-term care planning designation, the CLTC, Certified in Long-Term Care Training Program, focuses on the discipline of extended care planning, providing financial advisors with the tools to discuss longevity and its consequences on a family's lifestyle and finances. Look for the CLTC designation when choosing an advisor.
Also, Kelly, I know that you're involved with a lot of different organizations. And I think when I talk with advisors that might be new or might be coming into the industry, one thing that I've really done over the last few years is I've joined nonprofits, committees. There's a way to kind of participate and build community. That's the fifth step of the Pathways of Peak Performance model, is you got to find your tribe and build that community out. So Kelly, let's talk a little bit about what you do in addition to working with the CLTC. What else are you doing out there in the community?
Yeah, community is so important to myself, to my husband, Adam, and our business. So when I got in the industry, I knew it was important to get connected. So where am I going to get connected? How am I going to give back? How am I going to get involved? Professional development, all these things. Well, the Financial Planning Association, the FPA, just seemed like a natural fit. And so I joined them. I am on the board of the Central Ohio FPA now. And so able to help in planning, right? And planning meetings, kind of speakers do we want? I love the FPA because it has not only been great for my business and connecting with financial planners, but professional development. It's been so amazing, right? How can we as financial professionals develop and expand and grow our knowledge? And so it's been so beneficial for myself and our business in that way. And so I would highly encourage planners out there, like if you're not already involved in your local FPA, to look into it because you will get so much value. Outside of getting the CE from going to the meetings, you're going to get so much value from connecting with other planners, learning best practices, what works for them, what have they tried, you know, what kind of community connections do they have, and could they connect them with those people? So I think that's a really great organization to consider. Another thing that I'm a part of is I'm on the board of the Central Ohio Care Planning Council. And this is a group of professionals who provide information, knowledge, and advice to help with issues that many older adults face. So we will go out in the community and we will give lunch and learns. You know, we will do seminars. We will do any kind of community engagement.
I wish I could come. I'm like, I'm not in the state. I want to join some of these events, Kelly. I was seeing online doing a lot, and I just wish we could do more. But luckily, we have things like this.
That's right. Yeah, virtual options are amazing. And sometimes these options are virtual and in person. Typically, they're in person. I think there's, you know, when you can get knee to knee or you can get in the same room physically as another person or another group, it just seems almost even more meaningful, right?
There's an energy.
You're really that vibe, that energy, you're really able to connect well with people. So we try to do those on a monthly basis to educate the community in some capacity on different issues that older adults face. And hey, we are here as, you know, your community advocates and partners to help you in whatever aspect that is. So we have like myself as an insurance, you know, long-term care insurance specialist. We have a financial planner, estate planner, home care, facility, home modifications, a lot of different industries, but all serving older adults. So
keeping it connected.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. And actually the Care Planning Council is a national organization. So there are different chapters around the country that people can plug into, you know, and look to see if that's something that they're interested in getting involved in. Okay. And so I would advise that. I'm also on the Women in Business Committee for the Westerville Chamber of Commerce. And, you know, love women in business, cheering each and every women-owned business on, or people that are women that are in business. And so it's great to be able to have these quarterly luncheons. And some men even come. Usually we have a few men that are brave to come to these. But basically, we're supporting each other and we're providing professional development as well. So it's another space to, you know, really expand your network, because at the end of the day, when my clients come to me, you know, I don't do everything. We don't do everything, right? We focus on what we do well. And the other areas that we're not practicing, we want to outsource those. We want good referrals, right? Like no trust. So I'm involved in these things so that I can happily and eagerly refer my clients to these other resources. So
the referrals are key to the like-minded individuals that are on the same page for thought leadership, continuing with their education, being on top of things for their clients. Those are the type of people we want to collaborate with. Right. I know that you and I had that natural connection, that energy when we met at a conference. So joining some of these organizations can give you that. And with Women in Insurance and Financial Services, I'm on the Phoenix board here in Arizona. We do have male members too. So we say brave enough, but I think the point is we are not trying to say less men. We want more women, and we want it to be a collective effort. So I like that you said that.
Yeah. Yeah. And then another organization that we support is Folds of Honor. My husband is on the Young Professionals Board, and I help it at different events. But basically, Folds of Honor is an incredible nonprofit nationwide. They provide scholarship money to spouses and kids of America's fallen and disabled service members, and just recently expanded to incorporate America's first responders, including police, firefighters, EMTs, and paramedics. So it's a great organization where, you know, we are doing fundraising to help raise money for these family members, these spouses and kids, because we, you know, we understand that it's extremely difficult. They've sacrificed so much. And so how can we give back? So that's something that we are involved in. And then I'm often speaking at different venues, educating people on the importance of planning for extended care, you know, what that looks like. And then my husband will also join me. He's on the home, auto, and business side. So he will sometimes join me in different capacities. But, you know, talking about different important insurance considerations. And then we're volunteering in other capacities too, whether it's, you know, uptown Westerville for Fourth Fridays or at our church in different capacities. So yeah, we're quite involved in our community. I think it's really
amazing. And I think that's awesome. And so really just to recap this, you guys listening in, get involved. And if you're not sure where to go, we will give you a recommendation or two. And I think what we'll do, Kelly, is we're going to link up all of these associations, organizations to the podcast, show notes, and description box so that people have access to that. And then in closing, I would say, well, let's have you just talk about how can people work with you and your team. I know we've talked about it a little bit, but is there anything else as far as resources goes that people should know?
Yeah. So people can find me at our website, steadfastagents.com, or on LinkedIn. I'm on LinkedIn a lot, so you can look me up on LinkedIn. And so those are a couple places to find me. As far as resources go, outside of the professional guidance and advice that I'm giving clients, planners, you know, reach out to me if you have questions and you want to talk about partnering together. But something that I'm really passionate about is educating, obviously, right? I am an instructor part-time and out in the community, but working with clients and advisors and planners one-on-one and giving them resources so that they can use with their clients is really important to me. So I've created all kinds of different resources, you know, PDFs, interactive things that people can use. So they've got handouts, you know, a guide to long-term care insurance.
Yeah, but you have your videos on YouTube too.
That's right. I've got a YouTube channel. But then I created a family roadmap, which is a 40-plus page document, a guide to extended care planning and a survivor's guide. So giving people resources so that they can effectively plan to live well in the future. I mean, that's really the goal.
Love that. Very good. Well, thanks for coming back, Kelly. Glutton for punishment, right?
Always great to be with you. Yeah.
All right. So there's going to be a lot of information that Kelly has talked about that I'm going to share for the Pathways audience. So thanks again for being here, everyone. And I hope that we've helped you and inspire you today to do something new. And if you need our help, let us know. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Amber.
Thank you for joining us on today's episode of The Amber Stitch Show. For more information about the podcast, books, articles, and more, please visit me at amberstitt.com. Until next week, enjoy your journey at home and at work. Thank you for listening.